The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Arthur Woods, the resident artist of Greater.Earth, which is an effort to promote a new perception that is based on the Earth's true cosmic dimensions as defined by the laws of physics, and how this new perception of our planet may catalyze an optimistic path to a sustainable and prosperous future. And Arthur, how are you doing today?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Doing great. So before we talk about Greater Earth, tell us more about your background. We checked out your bio on Greater.Earth, and it's very impressive. Would love to hear more about your background.
Okay, thanks. Well, actually, I had the fortunate experience to grow up at the Space Center in Florida between 1959 and 1970, and there I witnessed the beginnings of the American space program, and my father and my uncle and my sister worked at the Space Center, and I worked there in the summers of 1967 and 1968 when I was a university student. I was actually a document courier or human email at the time. Anyway, later on, I studied in university. I studied psychology, literature, and art. And I began my art career in California, where I met my future wife, who was a Swiss tourist visiting America. And she invited me to Switzerland, and we got married, and I've been here ever since. Anyway, I've always been interested in the nature of reality and what scientists had to say about it. And perhaps because Switzerland is the home of the particle research facility, CERN, I looked at particle physics as an inspiration for my art. And in the mid-1980s, I started thinking about how to integrate space into my artworks. And I introduced the idea to place a very large sculpture in orbit, a circle in the sky that could be seen by the entire world, as a way to celebrate the new millennium in the year 2000. So this sculpture would have had a diameter of 1 kilometer, and it would have been pretty big, but I had no idea how to do it. And I got in touch with some scientists and engineers, and they helped me with the project. And technically, we developed it pretty far. And I got in contact with the Soviet space program, and we made an agreement to do something on the Mir space station, a smaller version of the sculpture. And this was called the Space Peace Sculpture. And actually, they built it for me in the Soviet Union in 1990, and everything was going fine until the Soviet Union collapsed, and that put that project on hold, and it also influenced the bigger project, too. And they contacted me again in 1992 and said, look, do you have something else that you might like to do in space, maybe inside the space station? They had the space station Mir. And so I came up with the idea to send a small sculpture into space to investigate the properties of a sculpture in weightlessness called the Cosmic Dancer. And this object was sent to the Mir space station in 1993. And we have a fantastic video of the cosmonauts actually dancing with the sculpture in space. And later on in 1995, I organized the first art exhibition in Earth orbit. Working together with the European Space Agency, we sent 20 artworks from 20 different artists to the Mir space station. And that was pretty exciting. So yeah, in parallel to this, I've actually been an Earth artist as well, which is relevant for today because I've made hundreds of paintings about nature in a very hyper-realistic style that was actually inspired by particle physics.
That's amazing. Amazing stuff. So how did this play into the concept of Greater Earth? I spent some time on the website and just thought it was really cool. It's this concept, really, the need to discover and inhabit the last reaches of our own planet. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, most people probably think of the Earth as the picture that they've seen from space, the beautiful globe floating in the vastness of space that's defined by its atmosphere. But actually, this is an outdated version of the actual true cosmic dimensions of our planet, because like every celestial body in the cosmos has a gravitational attraction. And this actually goes out until where it interacts with the gravitational attraction of other bodies. And Earth's gravitational attraction actually goes out 1.5 million kilometers from the center of the Earth, where it interacts with the gravitational attraction of the sun. And this creates a sphere that's 3 million kilometers in diameter. And there's 13 million times the volume of our physical planet in the sphere. And through it passes 55,000 times more solar energy than what actually reaches the surface of the planet. And there's other resources there, such as the moon, for example, and occasional asteroids. So this is really the true cosmic dimension of our planet. And I think that's very interesting when we're looking to find solutions to problems on Earth that require more resources and more energy, for example. So this is very interesting. And also in the development of this concept, I realized that Greater Earth is not only a region, but it's also a system, because the sun's energy comes into the Earth. The sun's gravity keeps the Earth in the perfect orbit where it's not too hot and not too cold. And the gravitation from the moon keeps the Earth's rotation, has slowed it down so that actually, instead of a day that would be 5 hours long, we have a day that's 24 hours long. And that means that the surface of the Earth is very conducive for life to develop here. And of course, the moon actually has influenced the tides and the whole environmental process on the planet. So that whole system of the sun, the moon, and the Earth is a very dynamic system, and it's probably responsible for how life actually got started on the Earth and how life remains here in its perfect situation, which is probably very unique in the galaxy, maybe in the whole cosmos. We don't know.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So really, for the website itself, for greater.earth, you're really showcasing your artwork and your vision to educate people on the possibility for us to leverage, live, and sustain by using this expanded view of Earth, correct?
Exactly, exactly. And I think because we're sort of caught up in this old perception, I mean, throughout time, people have always had to change their perception of the planet. I mean, once they thought it was flat, and then they realized it wasn't, and then it was a sphere. And so the perception of our planet and our place in the universe actually has evolved over time. And now I think it's the time has come, because of space flight and everything, that we need to have this new perception of our planet that's really based on physics and celestial mechanics, if you want. And if we, let's say, comprehend this new perception, then perhaps we can find solutions to problems on Earth that might not exist. Like, I think in terms of energy, we're really faced right now with the climate issue and the energy issue, but we might not be able to solve that unless we go outside of the atmosphere and harness energy in space and bring it down to Earth. And that, I think that would be very exciting, because we could make our society into an energy-rich world. And at the same time, we would expand our civilization further out into space, which is actually, I think, very important to the future survival of the human species.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic stuff. Really cool. There's no doubt about that. I love this concept, and I think it's right on point for where we need to go as human beings. And also, to your website, greater.earth, you use a .earth domain. Why did you choose to use a .earth domain?
Well, actually, some years ago, I was in with a group of other space enthusiasts, and we were developing the concept of Greater Earth. We'd heard about it. We thought it was a fascinating idea. And we set up a website back then called greatererth.org. And then we registered some other domain names, greatererth.info and .net. And we kept these going over the years. But when I saw that the .earth domain name was available, I go, wow, this is fantastic. If one could get greater.earth, that would be so perfect. And so I registered this domain name. And actually, that stimulated me to continue to develop the Greater Earth concept. And since 2016, I've been really working on this website and on the concept of Greater Earth. And it actually has a lot to do with registering the domain name greater.earth, because I think it's really fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great to hear. Love to hear that feedback. And very interesting how the domain name itself kind of motivated you further to enhance this concept of greater.earth and the website itself. And then, speaking of Greater Earth, what are your future plans? What's the future goal for this effort and your website?
Actually, the website is about the Greater Earth concept, but it's also my own personal space program. I've also used it as an artwork, where I've created a virtual space program with my own space station and satellites and rockets. And I make videos from outer space in my virtual space station. And I've used that as a way to communicate the aspects about Greater Earth and all the other things that are related to space development that I think is interesting. And I find that as an artwork, a kind of a real kick, because it's, you know, it's very difficult to get into space even today. So I've actually been able to live it in my own way using the website. And also there, I have my other art projects that I'm working on. They're also listed there and connected to the Greater Earth website. And recently, I've been really, really serious about addressing these issues I mentioned earlier about the climate and energy. And I've just posted two quite extensive articles about how the resources of greater Earth could really contribute to maybe solving some of the problems we have down on Earth. And in terms of the climate and energy, which is really a big topic at the moment.
That's great. You know, Arthur, we really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today. I think everything you're doing is really fantastic. I mean, not just the way you use the .earth domain, but your entire vision here and your art about redefining how we look at Earth is just phenomenal. It's amazing. And, you know, with that, is there anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed?
Actually, I really like this .earth domain. And the latest article I just published, it's about creating an organization, perhaps a worldwide organization that can deal with the energy issue. And so I registered just last week another .earth domain name called GEEO, GEO, if you want, geo.earth, for the home of this new organization if it gets up and running. So that's actually cool.
That is very cool. How awesome is that? Well, that's excellent. And what a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you heard an exclusive Voices.earth podcast interview with Arthur Woods, who is the resident artist of Greater.Earth. And as we discussed, this is a new effort to promote a perception that is based on Earth's true cosmic dimensions as defined by the laws of physics, and how this new perception of our planet may catalyze an optimistic path to a sustainable and prosperous future. And Arthur, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. It was great that we could have an interview. That's great.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.